Ash Vegas in the background. Lynn, welcome back, I should say, to Local Edge Radio.
Thank you, Leslie.
You were here as an unwitting guest a while back with Brad from the Crash Test Dummies. You were the driver, but I was aware that you had created this video, and I asked you to weigh in on it, and you were not prepared. But you did an excellent job.
No, I just wanted to stand in the corner and watch Brad's interview. I was not at all planning on being in front of the microphone.
And I have to say, I've been a fan of yours for many years, well before I met you. My husband and I were given a gift of a G. Clay print of a photograph that you had taken, and you do something to these photographs that make them larger than life. And I knew the name, I knew your name, I knew the work, and I finally got to meet the person, and it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure.
Well, thanks. Same here. I'd heard your name forever as well.
Let's talk about your career in photography and art before we get to this latest project. You can take just regular old photographs and excellent, and I say regular, I mean, you know, just undoctored, beautiful photographs. I've seen some just incredible work of yours, but you also have this artistic process that you apply to iconic Asheville images. Tell us about that.
Well, I guess it all started from a commission from Mobilia. They asked me to create a series of images that would fit more their contemporary look versus just all the watercolors that pretty much represented Asheville. So I was drawn to more architectural images and more iconic ones like the Flatiron and the Wig Shop. I was trying to get the kitschy side of downtown Asheville versus just the mountains and the Blue Ridge Parkway. So I just started with that, and then I take each image, just sort of leads me on a path. I learned that the hard way when I didn't save it the correct size and tried to recreate it, and I couldn't do it. So I add layers of paint to them in Photoshop. It's all done digitally, but I add textures and shapes and colors, and I move scale of things, and I just play. See where they go.
And you've done some very recognizable work. I know Tingle's Cafe had a bunch of your work hanging from its opening, and you've got a show now displaying a lot of that work and some other pieces at the Five Walnut Gallery.
Right. Yeah, I'm there through for about two more weeks. I'll be there through the 7th of August, I believe.
And I think your work is so popular because it's easy enough to take, you know, the Blue Ridge Parkway photographs and to take the mountain scenes or to buy, like you said, the watercolors and the sort of obvious postcard images. But you capture elements of Asheville that people recognize and they love but may not have thought to capture in photography or in art. Tell us about that. How do you pick your subjects?
Well, mostly it was just wandering around, just walk around downtown around 7 o'clock at night when the light was good. And it was just whatever caught my eye. I mean, I shot a million pictures that I never did anything with. But once I started working on this series, people would say, Lynn, you got to shoot this. You got to shoot that. So as a friend of mine, Steve Parker, said, you've got to shoot the Mountaineer because their sign right now has the letters on it that say with a touch of modern, which is just too funny. So that was partly just wandering around, whatever caught my eye, and then also people telling me to shoot things like the sign at the old hotel, mm-hmm. what people called the Intercourse Hotel, the Interstate Motel.
Right.
I had to shoot that sign.
She said it, not me. Yeah, I mean, again, another iconic image that we've lost here in Asheville. Not the image itself, but the sign.
Yeah, so got it right before it was gone.
Oh, wow. So tell us what stop motion, I mean, I think we all know what stop motion photography is, but tell us how you have taken that and turned it into an art form.
Well, I'm a still photographer. So I think really where the idea came from when I was quickly flipping on the back of my camera, when I would show people photographs I'd taken, I'd flip through them really fast. And it reminded me of the old flip books mm-hmm. when you were a kid. And that's sort of what got me thinking about this. So stop motion is a way to combine a series of still images in a it's just sort of quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what led me to begin, because really video, as I found when I got my new camera that has video capability, it's really a different way of thinking, seeing, composing. So stop motion video feels a little more accessible to me since it's all still images that you string together. But then, you know, I move them all around, and it's just, I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's a lot of.
So you've got a new video that you're debuting. Tell us about that. You said there's a story behind the title. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, I had this very loose idea about this video. I just wanted a new art project, and I've been in the gallery since the end of June, and I'm watching all the people coming and going, and that wine bar at Five Walnut, it's always felt like the set of Cheers. You know, you walk in, and I see people to your right, to your left, and you know them, and there's a real camaraderie in there, and sort of a Asheville local color part to it as well. So, anyway, I said, well, you know, I'm going to do a stop motion video, and it's going to be about this place, but it's also going to be about Asheville. But then I didn't want it to encompass too broad of a spectrum, so I really just focused on the bar. And then I just said, I'm just going to see where this leads me. So I just showed up with the camera. I put it on Facebook for people to show up if they wanted to be in my video between 5 and 6, and I put it out there a couple of days. And some people would show up, and other people would just walk into the set. And so basically I just told them, you see that window up there? That's your stage. So some people would come with a preconceived idea. Other people would look at me like I was crazy, and they had no idea. And they're waiting to be led. So I would lead them, but mostly I was always just trying to see where it went. And people did some crazy things. So the title came, it's just sort of like shorthand for a string of unexpected things to happen. And the first night I got out of my car to start shooting pictures for the video, I see these Buto dancers in slow motion moving up towards NC stage. And that, I had no idea. They're in all kinds of costume and makeup. So I start shooting that. And then I round the corner, and there's this woman carrying a little piglet. And so I'm thinking, only in Asheville in 10 minutes would both of these things, you know, be there in front of me to photograph. So
wow.
That's where the name, that just popped in my head when I was trying to come up with the title when I started editing. But then today, I had one of those nightmares that most people have probably had, where I was trying to export the movie because I am showing it tomorrow night. And it kept, you know how computers get fussy, so it kept messing up. So finally I just said, I'm just going to restart my computer, and I restarted it, and it's gone. The movie is gone.
Oh, wow.
It's completely gone. And so, you know, I texted my husband, I'm not kidding, it's gone. So, anyway, but thank
obviously,
God for Time Machine, and I had done a backup this morning, but I lost a few hours of work. So,
oh my,
that's
wow.
That's the end of that story.
So did he get it when you texted him? I'm not kidding, it's gone?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. He could probably hear the panic. But it's all good, it's all okay.
A happy ending.
Yeah.
So tell us about the event.
So tomorrow night, Thursday, from 8:30 to 9:30, we're having a reception at Five Walnut in the gallery that's attached to the bar. And when it gets dark, which will be closer to 9:30, we're going to show it. They're going to be closing Walnut as pre-Belshare setup, so we'll stand out in the street and watch it shown in the window. So it'll be kind of cool because the video took place one window over, so you'll be watching it right next to where the whole thing was filmed. So nice little parallel there.
So you're taking advantage of the streets being shut down early for Belshare when everybody else is going to be gnashing their teeth and complaining.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you're turning lemons into lemonade.
It should be easy to park Thursday. You know, it should be fine. So come on down.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. How much longer will your work be in the gallery itself?
I think it's August 7th.
Okay. Okay.
And basically, I'm not there very much, unfortunately, but whenever the bar's open, the gallery's open.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So come have a glass of wine, buy a piece
of
art.
Right.
And if you're around tomorrow night, you said it between 8:30 and 9:30, you can check out this stop motion project by artist Lynn Hardy. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You did a fabulous job.
Thanks, Leslie.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, Ash Vegas is in the house. He's got a great blog, Ash Vegas.